Proclamation number 7855, dated the March 20th, 1961. Divine working of the Spirit. Speaking in tongues. It is my will that everything will become clear to you, that you will receive the answer to the questions you entertain and which you present to me for a reply. For it is necessary to still correct many errors you humans received from ignorant sources and which can only be clarified through my Spirit, for it will guide you into all truth. Only my Spirit can give you the right answer, but my Spirit must be able to express itself, which presupposes a certain degree of maturity of soul. And it is definitely a blessing for you humans if you don't reject this Spirit within you, if you allow its working by shaping yourselves such that I can illuminate you with my Spirit, that your indwelling spiritual spark therefore seeks contact with the Father Spirit of Eternity and instructs you, that it enlightens you, that it informs you of spiritual knowledge, that it guides you into truth. Since you still live in spiritual darkness as long as my light cannot shine in you, you urgently need light which I myself will ignite in you if you live according to my will, if you thus work at attaining the said maturity of soul which allows for the working of my Spirit in you. And now I am asking you, what blessing do you humans derive from my working of the Spirit if you merely hear the sound of unintelligible words? If a person goes into raptures and speaks words you cannot understand, do you believe my Spirit works like that? Do you believe that you thereby become enlightened in your thinking, that you attain realization, that truthful knowledge is imparted to you in this way? You call this speaking in tongues and don't know what to make of such a tangle of words which are voiced by people who are controlled by evil spirits, who want to show off and deem themselves beyond being tested. Such working of the Spirit is a deception by spirits, which can take possession of people whose need for admiration is still too strong, who want to stand out and send themselves into ecstasies. For that which comes from me is light and clear, it does not spread renewed darkness amongst people. And thus, as long as you experience things which do not grant you light, not complete clarity, I am not at work, as I am the light of eternity. You humans need only ever apply the yardstick as to whether and to what extent you gain light and realization. Then you will have the clear answer to the question, who is at work? For forces will never express themselves such that it only causes confusion, and I will never want you to be plunged from one question and ambiguity into another, and for this emanate my working. It is my will that there shall be light amongst people who desire the light themselves. But I also want you to turn to me myself and shape your heart such that I myself can work through my Spirit in you. I do not want you to hand yourselves over to immature spirits which throw you into ever greater darkness and are able to do so because you merely want to be embodied by a spirit, but not awakened the spiritual spark in you to life through love, which will then seek contact with the Eternal Father Spirit. And this Spirit will truly guide you into truth, it will speak to you clearly and comprehensibly, it will give you light, providing you seriously desire light. Amen.